This is Rumblestrip, good conversation that takes its time. And this is Carolyn and her neighbors on Coates Gore Road in Vermont.
Worst case scenario, if snow is really packed, it weighs...
No, it also depends on how... I have a big mound of snow.
Yeah.
But it is right next to the wall.
Yeah. Last January, after Trump was elected for the second time, I couldn't figure out what kind of show to make, a show that would meet the moment, because everybody was having a moment of one kind or another. So I asked listeners to send me audio about what now sounded like, wherever they were, so I could make something that might capture the sound of what we were going through at the time. We are very much still having a moment, and some of these audios, which were recorded almost exactly a year ago, have interesting resonance now. So, here is episode 3 of What Now Sounds Like.
I believe we're on the verge of seeing the greatest move of God in the history of our planet. I believe that we're going to see the manifestation of the goodness of God. I believe you're going to see the churches rising. I believe you're going to see a unity of the people of the bride of Christ come together. The people have spoken, you know, and I don't want to get into a whole political thing, but at the end, God is in control, man. He has a plan, and we see in the Word, it says all of the earth is groaning for the sons of God to emerge and to arise. And I believe that's where we're at right now. And get ready to see miracles, get ready to see healing, get ready to see breakthrough, get ready to see unity. And does it look like civil war? It might. It might.
I'm sitting on my porch on a rainy, cold morning. It's been hard lately. My wife has been an employee of the federal government for 1 month and just got notice that almost certainly on Tuesday she will stop being an employee of the federal government because last week's executive order fired all probationary employees, which includes any federal employee who's been in their position for under a year or so. That's an illegal order, but there it is. It's happening. So we don't know what's going to happen. When she got this job and started 5 weeks ago, we were pretty close to a financial edge. And now I don't know what's going to happen. I kind of feel like we don't know what's going to happen is the motto of this moment. So I'm sitting here looking at the rain.
We're doing remote school, which, I mean, it's not my favorite, but you can make it fun.
What software do you use?
Teams from, like, Schoology.
What are some ways to make remote school fun?
You could turn your camera off and fall asleep secretly.
Yeah.
You could turn your camera off and say you're going to the bathroom. I mean, you don't have to ask, so it'll be like you're going to the bathroom. No one will notice.
Right. I feel like you have figured out at this tender age a lot of tricks that adults use when they are doing remote work.
Ooh, good for me.
One of the things I hate most about being a grown-up and... like right now in 2025 is how much like remote work and how much screen stuff we do, like how much we're staring at our phones, and like I really hate it and it makes me wanna.
But like what would you do without it?
I guess like I wish I could just rewind history and go back in time to like before we had the internet.
But the thing is, before you had the internet, you can't really plan stuff like my birthday party. Like, you would have to tell everyone instead of just sending a quick invite.
Thank you for vacuuming. It looks so nice.
Most days next week are good. Oops. See, it writes down, thank you for vacuuming.
Oh, well, I said it, so...
I know you did, but, it's not very smart. It's supposed to be smart.
You mean it's supposed to know that
this
I'm talking...
This is my AI program in here.
Oh.
So I, there must be a fix for that.
I live in Shediac, New Brunswick, in Canada. I work as a nurse at the hospital. Right now, I have a lot of worry about what's happening in the States. There's a lot of talk of somehow Canada becoming the 51st state, which, I mean, I don't know any Canadians who want that to happen. Well, for example, my mother, who's 74, said that if America was invading Canada, she would pick up a rifle. She said she couldn't do much, but she'd do it because she wouldn't be having that. So I came to nursing late in life. I like this job. I'd like to keep doing it. But I guess, you know, the worst part of it is that America could kill every living, breathing thing on this planet with their weapons. So what the f*** are we supposed to do? Really?
How's your kid doing right now?
You know, she's worried. I'm worse than she is, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I'm just carrying more of the burden. You know, she knows that I'm making sure we have a stockpile of estrogen and that I'm calling the representatives and that I'm, you know, trying. Well, that she knows that she has there's just a team of parents trying to protect her. And she's like, okay, I'm 17. I'm just going to ignore it as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I got the extra estrogen, she's like, thank you, Mama. Yeah. How's yours doing?
Kind of the same. I just said, look, hon, I've got this. And don't take in too much of what you're hearing because it's pretty scary and people are freaking out, but like, yeah. I'll let you know if there's something you need to know and I'm going to make sure you get what you need. And yeah. She's the same thing. She said, thank you, Mama. I just miss the days when no one paid any f***ing attention to us.
So I'm a grad student, and I missed the bus today. There's another one coming. They have like an app, which is really awesome because I can see when the bus is coming. I'm a forestry, doing a master's in forestry. I was okay with going this route because I knew that I might be able to get a job at the Forest Service. One day. That was my end goal, but I don't think that's going to happen anymore. It's a bit crushing.
Okay, are you ready to score? Do the scoring? Okay, 18 and 8.
26.
And 8 again.
34.
And 10.
44.
And 14.
58.
And 12.
I am in Los Angeles. It's February 4th.
Good.
And I was one of the lucky ones that was not physically affected by the fire.
Good.
And 18. But the world is...
Good. And 27.
The world is upside down and it makes me cry. Yep. It makes me cry because I have a beautiful 7-year-old daughter. And I know that she won't have a lot of what I had when I was little. Materially, I had way less than she does. I'm profoundly sad and scared. what I see from my window now is just beauty. It's green, it's a giant oak tree that has been here probably for over 60 years. So I'm constantly going from I want out of this world to now trust the unfolding of things.
So these are the scores.
You got quite a sizable.
Well, I had the Z, and I had the Q, and I had luck, and I had the J. Okay, do you want to do another one?
What's for dessert?
I lost a very close friend about 10 days ago. It's pretty heartbreaking. Him and I used to be drug addicts. We always took heroin together. We would drink together. We would do all these things together. There was a camaraderie there. He's someone I care about immensely. And I don't know what he took when he died, but it's going to be weeks till we find out because they have to do an autopsy on him, which I think will make it'll be about 4 weeks is what we're told, which would make it so that his family, a Catholic family, won't be able to do an open casket because you can't have someone that's been sitting on a f***ing cooling table for 4 weeks getting opened up to a room full of people for them to inspect him. It's just awful. The thought of it is awful. We looked out for each other a lot, and over the past couple of years, part of the way through COVID, I couldn't keep in touch with him all the time. And he fell by the wayside. And now he's dead. I've survived. He hasn't.
I was going through all the junk in the basement and I found this can that had like a piggy bank. When I tore the lid off, I noticed that it was packed with these little notes. These notes were written in like 1994 to 1996. They're notes to God from poor people.
It says, Thanksgiving, or Thanksgive.
Yeah.
No wheels, still working on VW. Family was picked up at our home and delivered to senior home and had a lovely free Thanksgiving dinner. To rent / buy a house.
Start all over.
IRS return. Money in 8 days so we could pay
May's rent
and buy food without having to use our American Express.
Never stops. Thank God for the porch on our house
in Bisbee.
Looking at the sky,
the stars are beautiful.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Okay, so again, we're gonna do 1 minute of dribbling, see how many repetitions you can get. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
On your mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here we go!
In the show, you heard Jeff Charlotte interviewing Pastor Pete in Holiday City, Ohio, Heather's kids in Washington, D.C., Jared in West Philly, Susan and Stella in Pittsburgh, a xylophone on the Theophos waterway in Tacoma. You heard my mom, Barbara, on my couch, Aaron in Shadyac, New Brunswick, night insects in South Africa, Zach in Lafayette, Indiana, Marlo and her friend in Seattle, Beverly and her mom in Toronto, Matthew in Glasgow, Scotland, Alice in Los Angeles, Christina breastfeeding her one-week-old daughter in Lustine, Oregon, Kelly and Dan in Randolph, Vermont, Roseanne in Greensboro, Vermont, and Basketball Dribbling in East Montpelier Elementary School in Vermont. Rumblestrip is an independent podcast distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. This is Rumblestrip by Marika Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.